Welcome to Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on all things Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat reporter for the Mercury News. If you missed yesterday's show, that was part one of my conversation with Caris Burke and Connor Letourneau. We talked about how our jobs changed by covering the Warriors in a down year and some of our favorite storylines from the season. This is part two, where we talk about how next season could be played and how the Warriors can get back to being contenders in the West. Here it is. I kind of want to go look ahead to next season, kind of go back to basketball here. But when we're talking about the bubble and some of the rumors that are going around for next year, I guess, you know, there's this idea of playing next season in pods, or maybe a portion of the next season in like several different bubbles. If they're going to travel, if not, I think they're monitoring, you know, Major League Baseball, the NFL, and everything that's going to happen for next season. Basically, we don't know anything, right? We have no idea what next season is going to look like, when it's going to start. Maybe it'll be December, maybe it won't. But as far as the things that will be different, because things will be different, I kind of want to get your guys' takes and thoughts. What do we think is going to be different going forward, whether or not it's we're covering them at Chase Center or some random bubble somewhere else? But I think media access, our jobs are going to be fundamentally different in some way. What do we think?
You want to go first, Connor?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to answer that because I really don't know. But I do think that we're seeing in Orlando, at least so far, I mean, knock on wood, things could change, but things are going really well there. And I think they're showing that this bubble environment can work. And it makes you wonder, is the best route for next season to have a half dozen or so mini bubbles and try to contain it that way? Because you already know that's a formula that can work. And I don't think you can be overly cautious in these situations. I think if they can do that, that would be a better option potentially than just doing fanless games and having them do a normal NBA travel schedule. That would obviously affect our jobs a lot, because we would probably be based in those bubbles and we'd be away from our friends and family for weeks, maybe months on end. So that would be intense, but that might be what happens. You know, I could see that happening. I think that might be the best option. There's just so many things still on the table that you don't know how it's going to look, but you know, that might be the best option.
I guess what I'm waiting to learn is, especially as a team broadcaster, what kind of access do we get? Actually, I'm looking I was looking at what the Denver reporter is doing, what the Philly reporter is doing. So they're going to their arena and they're putting on like a remote broadcast for their network, which is interesting and good, because you want fans to see the same people. You want fans to watch your network. And so I guess what I want to think about for next season is, how do we have access to the players to tell stories that, guys, you didn't say the day before in the newspaper? You know what I mean? I always want the freshest stuff. And I wonder, with access right now, are we going to be able to have those little off to the side hallway chats with players? Or is everything going to be on Zoom now? Or, and fortunately, the Warriors have a great PR department, but other colleagues of mine are like, well, you basically get spoon-fed these stories from the team and you take them or leave them. I want to be a better reporter than that. I want to have relationships and come up with things that nobody else has. But it's like, are we going to be able to walk down the hallway? Are we going to be able, am I going to be traveling with the team? Because sometimes I'll get stuff, you know, walking in the hotel or at breakfast or something, just little things. But it's, I don't know if that access is going to exist anymore. So does that mean that the stories that NBA fans consume are going to be a lot more sanitized? And I think we all have to work against that a little bit.
It's going to be sort of up to us to try to figure that out. Are we even going to be allowed in a locker room, right? Because we're seeing in Major League Baseball, apparently a lot of this stuff is getting spread in the locker room because everybody's so close to each other. Do they want to add more people into what is already a crowded situation? Locker rooms are really important, right? For just those little side one-on-one conversations, off-the-record conversations, relationship building. And maybe a story doesn't come from these hallway conversations, Kareth, or whatever, but you're building that relationship so that when you do approach that player for a story, there's some common ground there, and it makes for a better interview session and a better storytelling process. But I'm also looking at the way the players are reacting to media right now in the bubble. And I don't know if it's just because it's certainly because of the moment we're in. I don't know if it's limited to the moment that we're in, where they will take a question almost now like a politician sometimes will take a question on a debate stage and say, I hear your question, I'm answering my own question though. Right. And in this case, you know, a lot of players are talking about the Black Lives Matter movement or whatever sort of thing that they want to talk about. Greg Popovich is oftentimes, he's done this before, but he'll open up a post-game press conference pontificating about whatever he was just reading or something like that. And I do wonder if players now are going to be even more empowered than they ever have been to just sort of control the interview a little bit more and say, look, I hear your question, but I want to talk about this. Or when you are in the hallway now, if they can almost use social distancing as excuse is a strong word, but a reason just not to talk to you. And we've already seen this kind of happening, right? Where the player empowerment thing has seeped into media coverage and they're telling their own stories via Instagram Live or Players Tribune or something like that. And they might even have more power to do that now. I don't know whether that's good or bad, but it certainly affects our jobs.
Yeah. And I mean, the good thing about it is we're all going to be on the same playing field. We're all going to be dealing with the same constraints and restrictions. The thing I personally really care about, as much as I do value locker room access and getting those asides, the thing that I really care about is being able to get sit down interviews. I do think that even if we can't be in the locker room, that Ray Ritter and their staff are going to be amenable to, you know, getting us some one-on-one sit down time, even if it's 6 feet apart with players, which to me is a necessity to do the job and to do it at a high level and to do the stories I want to tell.
Let's talk about CBDMD. It doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete, a stay-at-home parent, or if you spend 8 hours a day in an uncomfortable office chair. Everyone needs support to make it through the day. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, and recharge when life gets chaotic. CBD Freeze with menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient and easy-to-use roller or shareable squeeze tube. And then there's CBD Recover, which combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like arnica and vitamin B6 to give you the support you need where it matters most. And to make it even easier to try this amazing duo, CBDMD is offering all of our listeners 25% off your next order when you use the promo code NBA at checkout. Once again, that's cbdmd.com, promo code NBA for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBDMD. Before we get out of here, I do actually want to talk about what it's going to take for the Warriors to get good again. We've talked a lot about our jobs and stuff like that, but we're also around the team. We have opinions. We see where this team was bad, where they need to improve and things like that. What do the Warriors need to do to be real contenders next season in the West? When I say real contenders, I don't mean just get back into the playoffs as a 7 or an 8 seed, like talking like top 4 or 5, something like that in the West. Kareth, what do you think that the Warriors need to do this offseason?
It starts with health, and you can see how quickly an injury to one key player can derail an entire season. Then you want to have 2 injuries to key players? Okay. And then you have the regular, like, knick-knacky things that take guys down for a couple games each season. So it starts with health. How do players control their own health, you know, when there are fluky things that happen? You know, it's nutrition, it's conditioning, it's working with the training staff to at least control the things that they can control. Health, number one. The Warriors can help themselves with a really important draft, which is sort of strange because I don't think there are as many, I don't want to insult anybody, but like, are there big name stars in this draft compared to years prior? I don't know. So the Warriors will have to do their diligence to really research these guys, figure out who fits the locker room and who fits their needs, and then also figure out what to do with that $17.2 million trade exception. So with the Warriors' nucleus, though, of Steph, Clay, and Draymond, I think just by having that trio, they should be contenders. They also have a battle-tested team that went through a lot this year. They went through a fire together. They did not do well, but if that puts a chip on your shoulder, if you feel like other teams have discounted you or disrespected you, harness that feeling and kick some butt next year. I think the Warriors will be very hungry to go back to the stature that they once had and to show why they were there. They have all the pieces, so now it's making sure the chemistry is in place because they haven't been playing for so long and making sure that hunger is there along with the health.
We know Draymond Green's going to have that hunger going into next season. He's going to find whatever, even if nobody's discounting them, he's going to find one person on Twitter who said that the Warriors have no chance, and that's going to just motivate him.
Yeah, even if the chip is, like, made up in their own minds, right. If it is real, but as long as Draymond believes that he's been disrespected, he will go out and be a beast like usual.
Connor, what do they got to do?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't think that a healthy Draymond, a healthy Klay, and a healthy Steph is enough to be a true contender, given the state of this Western Conference, given who's out there with the Clippers and the Lakers. So this is an extremely important offseason for them. I think you can make the argument that this is the most important offseason Bob Myers has ever had. And it's obviously under weird circumstances with COVID and travel restrictions and everything. But they're going to have a top five pick in the draft. It'll be really fascinating to see what they do with that. Do they keep it? Do they trade it? Do they get the number one pick? Do they get the number five pick? People don't realize they have a much higher chance of getting the number five pick than they do the number one pick. And so who do they take with that pick? How do they use the trade exception? Do they package it with a draft pick? What do they do in free agency? How do they use that mid-level exception? Can they get someone like a Marcus Gasol or Serge Ibaka on the mid-level, which would really help round out that that center rotation? And how healthy truly is Kevon Looney? I know the reports are, and I think you had a story while I was off about him looking good and feeling good. But it's one thing to feel good in a workout, but can you do it in an NBA game? Mm-hmm. There's just so many questions. But
I'm asking for answers, though, Connor. You're asking all the questions. So what do they have to do to become contenders? Like, of all those things,
they have to get someone with the top five pick who can come in and contribute right away. It doesn't have to be a star player, but someone who can maybe come in and fit that sixth or seventh man role. Like, I think Anthony Edwards or Tyrese Haliburton are capable of that. And then I think they need to get someone in free agency who they need another big man, someone who can potentially start or at least eat up 20, 25 minutes a night. Then they also need to go out and use the trade exception on someone who can bolster that bench, because I do think that their starting lineup is going to be pretty darn good. It's just, how good is that bench? Can someone like Damian Lee build off this season and actually be a helpful rotation piece of a winning team? Because it's one thing to put up numbers on a bad team. It's totally different to be a helpful piece on a good team. So I really think they need another ball handler. They need, I think, some more shooting, and I do think they need another big man. So if they can capitalize in free agency and in the draft and with that trade exception, I think they have a really good chance to be true contenders.
Before we move on, let's talk about MyBookie. I've been waiting for this day since March. That's right. Sports are back, and now that it's here, I've only got one thing on my mind, and that's MyBookie. MyBookie is a home run, slam dunk, triple overtime, game-winning shot, all wrapped up into one, and I love it. You love it. And that should be all you need to hear in order to start betting today. MyBookie has up-to-the-minute odds on all of your favorite teams. And with the start of Major League Baseball and the NBA here, there's never been a better time to start playing. With MyBookie, it's easy. You bet, you win, they pay. If you're feeling good about your team's chances this year, be sure to check out MyBookie's World Series future bets. Nothing shows that you believe in your squad more than putting some money on them. But why stop with baseball? Smart bettors are always looking toward the future, and in this case, that means basketball, hockey, and football. MyBookie is already accepting bets on all of your favorite NBA, NHL, and NFL games. There's never been a better time to start exploring the world of online sports betting. So join today, and MyBookie will match your deposit 100%. Plus, they'll toss you a free $10 MLB future wager. All you've got to do is enter the promo code LOCKEDONNBA when signing up. Remember, at MyBookie, the terms are simple. You bet, you win, they pay. Yeah, we're just starting to run out of time here, but my thing is pretty specific. It's, you're going to get Steph and Klay back, and just having those guys healthy, you're going to go from one of the worst offenses in the league to easily top 15, maybe top 10 in the league, right? That's certainly within the range. So I'm not worried about the offense. What I'm worried about is the defense. Because Steph coming back, he's going to help the defense, but he's not going to, you know, be a huge difference defensively, right? He's still kind of a negative on that end, even though he's a little bit underrated, I think. Klay Thompson, we don't know what he looks like. Like, he was an all-world defender before the ACL injury. I don't know what he's going to look like. Is his lateral quickness still there? Can he guard other point guards, or is he going to have to move on to other slower, bigger forwards and things like that? We don't know what he looks like. I think Andrew Wiggins could be helpful on that end. But they're going to need to add probably two players at least who can, on day one, help that defense immediately get better. And I think you can do that even with the top five pick. There's some defensive-minded wings in the draft that I think you can help. And if you add a center, like you were saying, Connor, that's going to obviously help too, just to add to that bullpen of centers that they like to maintain. but they got to get significantly better defensively because they were the worst team in the league on that end. And there's really no reason, if you return this team as is, that they're going to be that much better. So they've got some real work to do. And unless they do that, then I don't think they're going to be able to be contenders because you have to defend guys like LeBron and Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, James Harden, Damian Lillard. Like, you've got to be able to defend these guys next year. And right now, I don't think they're capable of doing that on a consistent basis, especially not in a playoff series. So that's where I'm going to go. All right. Last thing before we wrap up, the NBA bubble is in Disney World. Have either of you been to Disney World?
Yes.
Kareth, your favorite Disney World thing or least favorite Disney World thing?
No, the favorite thing is the teacups. And then, it's a small world after all. Wow. I was there when I was very little.
I could tell.
Yeah, but that's what I remember.
I've been a couple times just since I got on the Warriors beat because if I get some free time in Orlando, I'll go over there. I love Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom is awesome.
It's the worst park.
That's my favorite. Hey, that's my favorite. And I also love Epcot. Epcot is great if you just want to go chill and have a few beers and have a really good dinner. Epcot is great for that. So that's where
Epcot's my favorite park. It's also, and the reason why Animal Kingdom is the worst and Epcot is the best is Animal Kingdom has the most narrow walkways and Epcot has the widest walkways. And in these times of social distancing, I think that's going to be even more important. But I hated walking through Animal Kingdom because you were just like rubbing shoulders with everybody. And just, it sounds like, Kareth, you were there maybe once when you were very little, and Connor, you've
been there. Yeah, now I want to go back as an adult because drinking at Disneyland
has
never occurred to me.
Oh, it's the spot. Epcot is the spot if you want
to. Epcot. You go to Germany and you get a beer and a soft pretzel and you just people watch. It's incredible.
Wow.
It's
my favorite. I do remember the little mascot. They used to have the dragon mascot whose name was Figment at Epcot.
Figment, your imagination. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Day drinking as an adult at Disney. I will put it on my list.
Turns out more things while you're day drinking as an adult are better. That'll do it for Locked On Warriors today. Kareth, Connor, thanks so much for joining me, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of this basketball and your time off and everything else you got going on. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thanks. Nice catching up with both of you guys.
Yeah, thanks. It was a good time.
Thanks again to Kareth Burke and Connor Letourneau for joining the show. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Please rate, review, and say nice things. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to me at WGoldberg@BayAreaNewsGroup.com. Thanks for listening and stay safe.